This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The big problem with self-governance is that it can be a messy situation. It always has been. The founders knew it was going to be. Freedom is complicated. And it sometimes gets ugly. Now, what's going on right now today in Portland isn't freedom. This is a self-inflicted disaster. They have invited the chaos, and it's playing out like a really bad, bad B horror movie. Now, Trump saw it coming. And Trump understood one thing going into this. He understood that trying to help belligerent mayors and governors who despise him would be a fool's errand. And despite that, he tried it anyway. And, that's because Trump takes into consideration the citizens that are living there, the terror of the citizens living there. Now, he was going to send some National Guard troops into Portland, but thanks to a federal judge and a city allergic to sanity, that deployment has been halted. And while you and I can sit here and we can say, well, you know, they sort of get the government they deserve, don't they? They sort of, they voted for this, right? This is what they voted for. They're getting it good and hard, right? You know, they used to have this, I guess, quirky charm. I've never visited there. But they've devolved into a graffiti-coated, fentanyl-saturated, crime-infested tale of what not to do. And calling it a hellhole isn't really hyperbole anymore. That's more like a PSA. Now, whatever you may think about the capital city at the moment, well, that They've actually, they're relatively safe and functional. Because under Trump, order was restored. The rioters were prosecuted. The police were back. The rule of law was enforced. Not so much in Portland. In Portland, they look at the rule of law and they consider that to be oppressive. And there, the mayor and his friends seem to believe that if you are a criminal, you're just doing some creative expression. Which is funny to me. Now, Trump's made no secret of what he wants for America. He wants peace and safety and prosperity for everyone, whether you live in a mansion or a modest walk-up. He wants kids to ride bikes without getting shot, families to sleep through the night without home invasions, and business owners to open shops without having to worry about being beat up and looted by a bunch of activists who are chanting slogans while they're stealing the Jordans. Now, the Democrats running these disaster zones don't have that same set of priorities. You can look at their policies and figure that part out. Trump does not like violence and murder, and he says it out loud all the time, and he means it when he says it. He hates chaos. He hates lawlessness. He doesn't like to see normal people suffer. That's not hard to fathom. When you're talking about they don't know what normal people want, that's just normal. Watching people suffer is a good thing to hate. They're the very things a sane society should, we should all be, yep, nodding. We should all be nodding. But they can't bring themselves to condemn this. Because, well, they could if it polled the way they want it needs to. But if Trump stands for safety and order, then they're against him. And what does this make them? What does it mean? What do you suss out of this? Well, I guess they support disorder and danger. No way around it. You can't spend a lot of years defunding police and normalizing theft and emptying prisons and demonizing anybody who enforces the law and then claim to care about the victims on the five. Jesse Waters pointed out that the Trump successes in cleaning up crime that has backed Democrats into a rhetorical corner, because now they have to defend murder and assault and criminal behavior just to differentiate themselves politically. And then Jessica Tarlov jumped in to do exactly that. She condemned the militarization of American cities, not the murderers who led to, as she called, the militarization of American cities. This was not her making a gaffe. Now, while this judge's order has slowed down the deployment of the National Guard, it's not going to stop the rotting that's going on inside the city. Drug overdoses and assaults and arsons and tent cities. This is not somebody expressing discontent. This is malfeasance of local government. And the criminals there just claiming the turf. And make no mistake, Portland didn't beg for federal help. They spat in the face of it. They mocked Trump. They ridiculed law enforcement. They treated the federal government as the enemy. And they chose it. They wanted to prove they could handle it their way without the fascist interference of a president who actually enforces the law. And what they're getting is lawlessness and death. And this would not only be constrained to Portland, right? This is what happens when ideology outranks responsibility. This is what happens when hating Trump matters more than saving lives. So the next time you hear a leftist mayor or activist whining about the militarization, remember what they're really saying. They prefer the criminals to the cops. They'd rather lose their city than admit Trump was right. And in Portland, they're getting that. This is in play right now. One broken window, one overdose, one murder at a time. If you strip away all the slogans and all the spin, there's only two sides. The side who wants peace and the side that profits from chaos. Portland has chosen the chaos. Now, when I saw this, I thought that this was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then I thought to myself, this is why we need to get back into trade schools and stop worrying about all these academics, because you can't believe one of the ideas they have to fight climate change. But I'm going to tell you anyway. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.